Your News Watch continues. New data is shining light on where California stands when it comes to the health of women and children. In this year's edition of the United Health Foundation's Health of Women and Children report, researchers found that California ranked 17th when it comes to the healthiest states for women and children. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Maureen Hernandez, Senior Medical Director and Vice President of Health Strategies of United Healthcare. Doctor, thanks very much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Holly, for inviting us. Yes. So
it looks like for California specifically, drug deaths are up, but teen births are down. What is there anything in the numbers this year that surprises you?
Yes. Specifically, there is with respect to the drug deaths, overall, you ranked about 74th percent. It was an increase. The ranking of the state is actually number 32 on illicit drugs. But when it comes to just drug deaths overall, was important. California had some strengths and some challenges, actually, specifically, if I may comment, with respect to the infant mortality. They have low infant mortality rates. They also have high WIC coverage among eligible children. And they have low prevalence of cigarette smoking among women, which is great, great news and strengths for California. Challenges, though. Low prevalence of high school completion, high prevalence of unemployment among women, and low children immunization rates.
Where do you see any correlations? Where do you think that we need to do better? Does this have to do with COVID and getting, you know, kids vaccinated, sort of this anti-vax wave that went through the country?
So it's interesting. You know, the report on the Americans' health rankings, it doesn't necessarily tell you the specifics of the why. But it's definitely a report that collects data that's meaningful and impactful. And it does include this year. It's inclusive of the 2019-2021 range of years. And it does include the impact of COVID within those reporting periods. And it compares them to the prior data. If you'd like to have more information specific to the reports, because there's different publications, it can be taken at www.americashealthrankings.org.
And I also wonder to what extent fentanyl comes into play.
I would imagine, again, the report is not specific, but it is the ranking in the increases of the drug deaths among the California population is related to both prescription drug deaths as well as illicit drugs. So it's a combination. Yes, it is inclusive of that data.
Does this follow any kind of trajectory? Is California doing more for their, you know, pregnant moms and for newborns and young kids? And then later on when they grow up, it's like, well, then they don't finish high school or they don't have jobs for women.
So in general, California may have, again, and it's interesting, the report will correlate what California may have as programs, community-based programs and public policy, like in comparison to other states. That would be in correlation. But clinically speaking, I find that also, you know, there's other things that impact when it comes to maternal mortality. Things like, for example, specific disparities within our minority groups is important. And then also overall, kind of the risk factors that are found within that mom, right? If the age of mom, the comorbidities like smoking, diabetes, and hypertension impact as well as age.
Yeah, the whys behind all of these numbers are always interesting to drill down into. Doctor, thanks very much for the time and for the research. Dr. Maureen Hernandez, Senior Medical Director and Vice President of Health Strategies for United Healthcare.